Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you are listening to Poquito y Bueno, brought to you by KFAI Radio Sin Fronteras. And it is a beautiful start of spring / summer outside today. I am going to bring you the second interview with Susana Di Palma. Second is not really correct. I'm going to bring you the end of the interview that I began on our last show. With Susana Di Palma dating back to 2009. So I hope that you enjoy the show and the weather as well. Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I'm Cristina de Sacramento, Artistic Director of Onda Flamenco Company and School, and your host for Poquito y Bueno, a short and sweet half hour of flamenco music, news, and interviews. We're coming to you every week from Fresh Air Radio, KFAI, broadcasting from 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul, Minnesota, USA, and streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. In today's conversation, Susana Di Palma talks about the time she spent on tour with the gypsies, eating snails, blood jelly, and roadkill rabbit for dinner. So what better music to play on today's show than Gypsy Cantores, Gypsy Flamenco Singers?
¡Gracias!
We just listened to an Alegrías called No Sé Qué Tiene Mi Cai. Cai being flamenco speak for Cádiz, which is Andalusian for the city that we call Cádiz. The cantora was Aurora Vargas, and she was accompanied on guitar by Niño de Puro. We're going to hang out with Alegrías for a little while longer, hearing interpretations by two monster voices. First, accompanied on guitar by Pepe de Lucia, Paco's brother, we'll hear the voice of Camarón, who died tragically of lung cancer at the age of 42 or 43, I can't remember, when he was at the height of his enormously influential career. But in the cycle of life, the death of one great singer opens the door for another to emerge, and 25-year-old Encarna Anillo brings her unique voice to the arena of traditional flamenco cante, singing after Camarón an alegrías called Barcas de Plata, Little Boats of Silver.
Vereda del camino, fuente de piedra, cantarillo de agua, lleva, lleva mi yegua. La rompe la mano, la espuma levanta y la ola rompe la mano y sobre la arena blanca cayó mi duermo para soñar. La, 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 la. Cuando el viento la sopla y corre garboso.
Cuando caiga el lucero del alba, me hundiré entre barcas de plata. Echaremos las alas al viento y dejemos nuestro amor que vuele libre. Na, 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 y como lo sueño. Dios, ¿de qué color es tu aura? Si azul como la mar o verde agua, y el blanco es la señal de amor sincero. Si tú quieres encontrarlo, ay, aquí te espero. Sentadita en la orilla, rompe la sola y el cachito mi arma, ayuda que llora. Me tiembla la carne. Ay, solo de pensarlo.
Dale.
No sé qué tendrá, qué tendrá tu olor.
Que salero lleva su traje,
dale.
Mueve la falda de volantillo, que bien me sabe. Cuando la veo de bailar, yo quiero cantar y no me sale. Se rompe un quejío, ay, vale.
Cuando desperté del sueño, ya aparecí en mi barrio, rodea de florecillas y el canto viejo. Que salpican los encantos de este cachito de mar. Tram, 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 tram.
After we continue our conversation with Susana Di Palma, we have a triple header of four classic gypsy voices. First, we'll hear a Soleá by the Utrera sisters, Fernanda and Bernarda. And last, we'll hear from Terremoto, the earthquake from Jerez. And he will be singing a bulería. But sandwiched in between them is a jaleo, sung by dancer Carmen Amaya. It should be noted that Carmen Amaya traveled the world performing and amassing an enormous fortune in her 20-year career. She remained penniless, however, as she supported her 40-person-plus extended family, most of whom traveled around the world with her. The luxury hotels in Paris refused to take Carmen because her brothers and cousins were in the habit of building bonfires in the bedrooms for cooking their gypsy soup. Today, Susana Di Palma is going to talk about her time spent on tour with the gypsies. As we pick up our conversation, we're finishing up the story of Susana's progress from being the 12-year-old partner of the young Mexican dancer David to her meteoric rise to Queen of the Twist on a tour of Minnesota. And then from there, we'll go with her on her tour with the gypsies. Well, so then when you, after, so you're 12 and you can do Asturias and Sevillanas, and did you just perform with them in town? I mean, because
then I ended up performing like in, you know, different venues all around the state. And then I was actually Queen of the Twist.
Queen of the Twist?
queen of the twist. That was the days of the twist.
Yes.
And this big competition. And so I went on tour around the state with the Alcatenio and all these different community things with Donald O'Connor and Anne Margaret before she became Anne Margaret.
Really?
And dance. And then I got to do my Spanish dance because, of course, everybody wanted to see the Spanish dance. So.
Oh, very cool. So you were both queen of the twist and a Spanish dancer at the same time on
a
tour of the state. Well, that got you set up for your, we interviewed Michael and he was talking about the Alaska tour, which sounds like.
Right.
And didn't you tell me once that you went on tour with gypsies and you guys would go out and catch snails in the morning?
Oh, that was that was with La Cingla, and that was in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and she's the gypsy dancer who was kind of a protege of Carmen Amaya's, and she's in the film Los Tarantos.
Mm-hmm.
And she was deaf, actually. She was very, very gitana. And we lived in Bañolas, which is a pueblo outside of Gerona in northern Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then every night we would get in the van, and there were like six gypsies. Juan Maya Marote was the guitarist, who is Manolete's brother.
Right.
And his son, Jaime, who's still playing around Madrid. And Pepa Corral, Matilda Corral's sister, myself, La Cingla, and one male dancer. And that was a five-month tour. So we lived in Bañolas, and every night we would go to a different resort on the Costa Brava to perform. And exactly, I mean, they were like gitanos. And it was like we would be in the dressing room, and it would be after a rain, and it was, I caracoles, vamos ya. So we would go out and we would pick the snails. And then, of course, we would go home at night and they would make them.
Oh, yum.
Well, it took 3 days, of course, to make this.
Oh, because you have to, do you have to salt them?
Well, they have to really be cleansed, you know. I mean, they have, since they, you know, what they eat.
Right.
They have to regurgitate all of, you know.
Oh.
So it's about a three-day suffering process to starve them.
Oh, so.
And then, of course, to boil them. And so I don't have a great appreciation for snails anymore.
But, right.
Nor blood, because the gypsies ate. I mean, we would go to the slaughterhouses and just get blood. And that was a big side dish.
Blood sausage or?
No, just blood.
Blood.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Just pig blood. And, you know, at first I thought it was grape jello, and then it didn't taste like grape jello, and I figured it out.
Oh, so they would get the blood, but then they would add something to it to make it set up.
Well, it just gels.
Oh, it does.
By itself, yeah. And then, you know, they eat it, like, as a side dish. And, of course, they would even eat roadkill. You know, we would, on the way home, we would hit some rabbits with the van. And then go home, and we would have our snails with rabbit and blood.
Oh, yum.
Right.
And this was a five-month tour, huh?
Right.
Did you lose some weight?
I lost a lot of weight.
God,
but I learned a lot, and they were really good people. And at that time, I mean, gypsies were quite, I mean, none of them were terribly literate, you know, so
mm-hmm.
it was just very a very primitive ethnic experience, but the flamenco was great, of course, you know.
Right.
it was very hardcore, and don't ever tell me that gypsies don't rehearse. I don't think I've ever rehearsed as hard.
Really?
Yeah. I
wow.
mean, there's no like, oh, let's just get out and improvise poor Bolivia. No,
uh-huh.
No. I mean, it was like everything.
Wow.
I mean, there were 8-hour rehearsals.
Wow. That's really impressive. That is definitely a myth buster.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, yeah. I mean, flamenco is, you know, once you're in that professional realm, it's like it's got to be the performance standard was really, really high.
Yeah, I know. My teacher in Paris is married to Cristina Hoyos's niece, and she told him, she said, I never improvise, because what I improvise is never as good as what I choreograph, so why should I put myself in the position of not looking as good as I can, you know? So I wish...
Right.
I wish that were true of me. You know, there are times when it has to happen, because either you forget or the guitarist forgets or the singer forgets, you know, but that's only a few measures or a whole letra or a...
Well, I can't remember choreography, so, I mean, I always, that's, my own solos are generally pretty improvised.
That's right. I remember working with you when we worked with you on Garden of Names. That when I would get your Dove after your Dove solo every night, and you'd come in and put him in my hands, and he would be so dizzy because you had done so many turns. But I remember watching that solo every night, and it was always different. It was always different. That's great. You're the Isadora Duncan of flamenco.
Thank you. cosita náutica fina, cabe ni un barco de mozo, ya me la chica la osana, cabe ni un barco de mozo, ya me la chica la osana.
Flamenco in Minneapolis this week begins at 7 tonight, September 3rd, when Onda Flamenco presents Flamenco Revealed Open Stage, hosted by Cristina de Sacramento and guitarist Michael Ziegen, known as Rafa de Teresa, at Conga Latin Bistro on 501 East Hennepin in Minneapolis. And be sure to have the hostess seat you in the bar. Michael Hauser Duo. They will play the Sunday brunch from 11 to 2 at Hotel Sofitel on Highways 494 and 100 in Bloomington. And on Friday and Saturdays, you can hear either Michael or his brother Tony Hauser at the Falafel King on 84th and Lindale. We're going to leave you today with a moment of Martinete, a musically unaccompanied cante interpreted by Manuel de Agujeta, in his usual style, gut-wrenching, soul-searching, sounding like the cry of a wolf who woke up in the middle of New York City.
Y a otro lo amarraba por los pies pa' más grande cerca a ti. Oh, no, no, no.
a mí me dijiste. El anillo que tú.
I'm your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you've been listening to Poquito y Bueno, webcasting at www.kfai.org. That's Fresh Air Radio, KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. We welcome your questions and suggestions, so please contact us at poquitoybueno@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us again next week.
Que tenía yo en mí.